Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking about why emotional regulation is the jam to elevate your life. We're going to get into what is emotional regulation and then get into some easy ways to build this skill. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get? Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. Hey, I know you guys do not have a ton of time to just be scrolling through social media. You got better things to do, right? So that's why I revamped and relaunched my Fave Finds newsletter. And what I did is, it's kind of a, in case you missed it. So I scour through the internet to find some styles for midsize and curves. And I also add just some different podcast episodes or books that I'm into lately, just some good stuff for your email inbox. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to sign up for my Fave Finds. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam your email inbox. It'll be some good stuff. First, let's clarify what is emotional regulation. In a nutshell, it's the healthy management of your emotions. It's the opposite of those moments when our mood can take over. You know, those times when you like flip your lid and your emotions run the show. And then you may regret what you said or what you did in those moments. So here's the thing, you can stop that train by emotionally regulating. This is one of the consistent themes I've noticed throughout my work as an educational psychologist. So I've worked in schools for over 2 decades, and this is what I've noticed has been the game changer for students and for adults, is just knowing how to emotionally regulate. All right, so we're first gonna get into why you want to learn how to emotionally regulate and why I say it's the jam, and then we'll get into how do you do it. You wanna be able to communicate with clarity of thought, and that is what being able to emotionally regulate will let you do. So when we're in the middle of intense emotions, communicating effectively can be really tough. For example, you may just share your feelings without considering how your message will be received. You know how it is when you're just really overwhelmed and you have intense emotions, you just say whatever and you're very unfiltered. That rarely works. In contrast, emotional regulation allows you to manage your emotions. It allows you to manage your emotions and communicate your perspective and feelings. And it also can help you do that clearly and concisely. It's just kind of allowing you to pause for a second to really think about what you want to say, think through your message. Number 2, emotional regulation leads to better decision making. So next thing we want to talk about is, you know, you want to take a moment to think about the infinite number of decisions you make every day. So really think about it. How many decisions you have to make every day? It's crazy, right? And some of these choices can have a long-term impact. However, when you're escalated and in an emotional state, your ability to make rational decisions is impaired. In contrast, if you're able to manage yourself through emotional regulation, it helps you remain steady and level-headed. You end up making better decisions as a result. Like for instance, it allows you to pause before problem solving and think through the situation. It's good stuff, right? Overall, emotional regulation is gonna help you just have better well-being. Having more control over your emotions gives you more control over your life. Just repeat that for a second. The more you can control your emotions, the more control you'll have over your life. You know, you will have a more balanced reaction to situations that would have derailed you in the past. Therefore, emotional regulation leads to reduced stress levels and overall improved physical health. Okay, so I think that all of these reasons, I probably have convinced you that emotional regulation is the jam and it's something that you want to focus on getting better at. So now let's talk about how do you practice emotional regulation. First is good old mindfulness. You've probably heard about mindfulness, and the reason why is because it's an excellent tool for becoming more aware of your emotional state. It's to ground yourself and get back to your body. For example, you can take a few minutes each day to have some quiet reflection time. This can range from taking a brief walk while attending to your thoughts and emotions without judgment. That's like the key, is just not judging what's coming up, just kind of sitting there, but letting it happen. Similarly, try engaging in easy repetitive tasks such as washing the dishes, folding clothes, or coloring. The goal is to stay present. So for me, I do hear mindfulness a lot. And the first thing I just think of is just like deep breaths and things like that. But there are so many ways to engage in mindfulness that are just part of your everyday. It's just trying to stay present when you're doing these types of repetitive activities. So when I wash the dishes, for instance, I just try to focus on feeling the water and feeling myself like washing each dish, each item. So this kind of mundane chore turns into a moment where I can be quiet and reflect. All right, next one, get your emotional regulation on with personal mantras. Your biggest critic is you. Therefore, when a wave of strong emotions comes in, using a personal mantra can calm you down. So for instance, have a bank of positive self-talk statements that you can employ when you need some emotional regulation. These statements will anchor you through emotion-provoking situations. For example, telling yourself, I can do this, or this isn't about me, can help you work through a situation. So just having a bank of these personal little statements will help you get back on track when you're feeling overwhelmed, derailed, and when you feel like those emotions are taking over. Next, incorporate stress-reducing activities into your lifestyle. So for example, exercise, reading, cooking, or time with positive connections can help control stress. You gotta think about whatever is gonna work for you. The lower your stress level is, the easier it is to practice emotional regulation. So really think about that. If you are, you know, experiencing high levels of stress all the time and that cortisol is just like rushing through you, it's going to be hard. It's going to be just even harder, I think, actually, to practice any of these mindfulness skills. So keeping your stress level low is going to make it easier for you to pull out those skills and actually be able to apply them. Moreover, you're just going to feel more balanced when you develop routines and rituals that will fill your cup. Because you guys know that the depleted person helps no one, especially not going to be able to help yourself. So the more you can kind of manage that stress, the more able to, you know, you're going to be able to keep a homeostasis and stay balanced. To wrap up, emotional regulation is the jam. It will boost your ability to communicate, make better decisions, and improve your overall functioning. Activities such as mindfulness, using personal mantras, and engaging in stress-reducing activities will jumpstart your ability to emotionally regulate. And by doing this, you will take your life to the next level.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.